Thank you, Lord, for the joy to be united, of worshiping together, of journeying together, Lord. You know how many questions we have still. Unite us in your love. Help us to continue to journey closer to your heart, for the power of your love to flow in us, through us, as we together journey on this earth for your glory, Jesus. Amen. I would like to mention a few points about we discussed of this challenging relationship between objective and relational knowledge. If you think it was extremely easy and no big deal, I think I failed.
Don't think you didn't fail.
I did not fail? Good. It's a journey, this business, and it will need experimentation. Serious, Christian, faithful, prayerful experimentation, where we stop separating prayer life and action, because obedience is at the heart of the listening. Where we stop separating intellectual thinking from prayer and action. This unifying, holistic element is of huge importance. Our world is looking for that, is seeking that. Most of the time, they look for places like Buddhism to see this coherence. That's crazy. Let's not discuss about the stupidity of this attempt. I was a Buddhist before being a Christian. I was a bad Buddhist, but let's be honest. I failed. By God's grace. Unity is this holistic integration. Christ wants to bring it to us, and that's a part of the puzzle in our journey to balance the two. It's not easy. Sebastian, may I ask you to... It has been a journey for me for more than a decade. It's about 15 years. Some of you have heard of the graphics I've been working on. I mapped the whole Bible with graphics to train people to know scriptures. And through this journey, I realized that I was failing. I was so strong on this side. Yeah, perhaps if you have noticed, I have quite a bit of this part still today, okay? But I'm learning. I'm a recovering scientism addict, learning to balance by God's grace. And I'm struggling and working on that. Here is an attempt to give you tools. Some of you will say, how do you balance the two? Because the challenge is if you lead your people completely from one side to the other, it will not be helpful. Balance is key in this journey where we have both objective data and encounters and heart walk with God. We could speak of a combination between head and heart. Orthodox Christians would say the longest distance in the world is between the head and the heart. So that's studymaps.org is a website where I try to put things to help people on the objective side, but also, could you click, Sebastian, the number point two, the Study Map Gospels, shows you a possibility every day of the year for people, if you want, in your congregation to give a pathway, a gospel text for every day of the year. And Sebastian, could you pick, for instance, January 2, January 1, the first verses for meditating on an encounter with Jesus are not the best, okay? You can do it when you have a good foundation because it's the genealogy. That's not the first one I would encourage people to work on. Could you click on the second one? Birth of Jesus. Open of name. For every day of the year, you have a graphic people can print. It's in English. It can be translated if you edit PDFs in whatever language. It's unlocked PDF. So you can remove. Thank you. You can remove one of the columns. If you're Greek addicts, remove the English. If you want to keep the English, take out the Greek, so that you have a bilingual text, which offers a picture on the text to meditate per day, if it's a help. So, could you go back to the page? And you have directions on how to learn the Gospels and learn to listen to Jesus. How you combine the two sides, head side and heart side. So that's one possibility. If you're interested, have a look on this website and see if it can be of some help, if you sense it's something which you would be interested. Could you go now to amazon.de, Dutchland, and look for Maps Beyond Geography? I forgot to mention I've published a book. I'm working on the second one, more philosophical foundations, kind of, the kind of stuff you saw here in narrative format. This year, I could publish a small book which is called Maps Beyond Geography. And the purpose is to present this graphic method. Maps, could you look for Maps Beyond Geography? It's not The Purge, okay? I'm not promoting The Purge. Maps Beyond Geography. Hi. For the children in the room, please put the hand before the eyes.
Maps?
Maps Beyond Geography. Beyond Geography. Yes, you're doing a good job with my French accent. Yeah. Why? Geography, why? Not E-I, but why? Yeah. Thank you, Sébastien. That's the third one, this one. English edition, it's a PDF e-book. And it explains this journey for me to learn to integrate knowledge and relationship with God through methods of teaching, pedagogical methods. If some are interested, this one is not a heady book. It's 60 pages written for NMI in the United States. So it's simple, but still you have some elements about someone struggling to combine these different aspects where learning is about facts and about relationship with God. On the relationship with the community, I tried to balance, slowly I learned to balance in education, in teaching, one side, biblical knowledge, second part, learning as a community, which is a key part, and the third part, learning in heart relationship with Jesus. So you have here an attempt to propose a possible pathway on how to do that kind of stuff. So that was what I wanted to present, because some of you will be asking, okay, where do we go from there? Nice, we have a few experiences. We know that we have to struggle about this business of objective and relational sides. But you need also to know where are we heading now? What? And that's a foundation of what we will discuss tonight. So that's my little stone in for tonight. And I would like to ask you, Ian, to continue about this. Where are we heading now? So, Sébastien, thanks very much. You can remove them.